You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Cannabis, it's not just for smoking, and there's lots more to edibles than just gummies and pot brownies. Cannabis is making its mark in kitchens, including the kitchen of Gigi Diaz of Detroit. She's been cooking professionally for years, and now she's making cannabis-infused meals for a few years now, and even winning Best Chef at the 2017 High Times Michigan Cannabis Cup. Gigi's created a business. It's called Cannabis Concepts, doing regular pop-ups all around Detroit. And with us now, Gigi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we talk about how you got into cannabis cuisine, tell us just what brought you to cooking. How old were you?
Oh, my God. Well, it's been since I can remember. I come from a family of cooking. My father is a chef. My mother's been in restaurants since she was younger. So it was just something, and my grandmother was just something that just came to me naturally.
It's in your blood.
Yes, it is. Just born to do it.
So what kind of training did you do?
Well, actually, I grew up with my father in his restaurant. So we were in the Virgin Islands in Vieques, Puerto Rico. We had a couple different restaurants there. And so just helping him out and then with my mother in our businesses. And that's pretty much how I got started.
So then what led you to cooking with cannabis?
Well, you know, I was always interested in different ingredients and medicinal ingredients. And always being a fan of cannabis, I always looked at it and thought about, you know, there needs to be a different way to ingest and something other than just, like you said earlier, than just pot brownies, because we want to think about people who have different dietary needs and people who are also using it to heal themselves. So that's when I started looking into more of the nutritional aspect of it and how to combine it and how to, you know, make it and refine it and perfect it.
So are we talking about cooking with cannabis with THC to get high? Are we talking about cooking with CBD oil, but for the health benefits that people can get, or both?
Well, we actually do a little bit of both. We cook with hemp, which actually, you know, you have no high. You know, we cook with CBD oils. We cook with THC as well. So, you know, again, it all depends on what the needs of the client are and what the desired effect is.
So what kinds of things do you do under this umbrella of Cannabis Concepts?
Well, we host regular pop-ups. We do different pop-ups and stuff when the Cannabis Cup comes and when other events, cannabis-related events come. We have monthly dinners. We have tastings. We also have meetings that consist of talking about different pot stocks, advice, just to people for the can of curious, things like that, just to ask questions and things of that nature. So these are some of the things we do.
Are you getting a feeling now that the proposal passed in November and suddenly it is a new world? Are you getting, I love that term you just used, can of curious. Are you getting people that kind of were like, it was not legal. Now it's legal.
Yes, we are. And, you know, and that's when the information comes in. And again, when we have our tastings and stuff like that, we like to interact with the public and, you know, again, you know, talk with the can of curious and answer some of their questions and get them to understand the different forms of consumption. And, you know, so that way they can benefit from it.
So tell us, what are some of the more popular dishes based on people's reactions at your pop-ups that you do?
Well, you know, when we do, like, the Cannabis Cup, for instance, we do our 420 taco pop-up. And we have quesadillas, tacos, burritos, more like handheld munchy items, you know. And then we also have our gourmet dinners. We have beautiful five-course dinners that consist of things like chicken cremoso, filet mignon, all of the, you know, wonderful food you would normally eat on a very nice evening out.
And when you talk about the ways of bringing cannabis into food, what are those? What are some of the ways that that people who really don't know much about it would be surprised to know that you use cannabis?
Well, I mean, you can infuse anything. Of course, you can just infuse the meal directly, but you can also use, we have coffee, sugar, salt, other components so that you can add to your meal. You can infuse your meal, and you can also, you know, so that way you can work your way up. You can do it. You can get right to the point and cook with a concentrate, which would, you know, be a little bit of a stronger dosage. Or you can do something a little lighter and maybe incorporate maybe some Himalayan sea salt, something of that nature. Add a little bit to your meal and, you know, to microdose.
Now, how do you deal with how much cannabis people might be getting in the food and how it might affect them?
I mean, you know, you always got to start off low and slow.
Okay? Low and slow, yeah.
Low and slow because, you know, you don't want anybody to have a regretful experience. You know, nobody's ever died from it. But it is very uncomfortable if it's something you don't want.
If it's, okay, yes.
Right, if it's not wanted. That's why we always start anywhere between 2 to 10 milligrams, depending upon the experience, the weight, you know, what the desired effect is.
And you know how to kind of calibrate that when you're cooking.
Yes, because we use all tested products that are, so that way we can go ahead and decide, like, which the dosage. Like, if let's say, for instance, if I have a syringe of RSO, Rick Simpson oil, that would contain 900 milligrams, hypothetically speaking, then I would know from then out how many milligrams I can put in each dish, how I can use it accordingly for the clients. So that way we're controlling the dosage.
Is there a taste? Does it make the food taste different?
You know, technology with doing distillate and other forms has really refined so that you don't feel like you're licking the stalk of a plant. You know, it really doesn't overpower the food. In fact, in most of the dishes, you wouldn't even know it's there. You would have no idea. So it's really come a long way since, you know, your average pot brownie. Yeah.
Thinking if even baby boomers can stop and think about back in college.
That was
the Stone Age, wasn't it? So when you do these pop-ups and people are coming to, you know, to get a nice high from the food, people Uber? I mean, how did...
Yes.
We
highly suggest that. We want people to do this responsibly, like anything. And yes, we always recommend Uber. And for patrons that come even from out of town, we always try to tell them about different hotels and recommend places where they can stay as well.
So what is legalized marijuana in Michigan going to mean for Cannabis Concepts?
Hopefully it's going to mean lots of great things and more expansion. You know, they're continuing to amend to this law because there's different, still gray areas. There's lots of gray areas. And I think once they start to address those and maybe within another year or two, well, like right now it's recreational, but there are absolutely no stores to get recreational from.
So until a year from now, yeah.
Right, so until the gray area, okay, you can gift it to, like you can grow it at your house and gift it to your friend. So that's kind of a gray area in a way because, of course, you can have it, but then where can you buy it? So I think once they get these things a little bit more settled down and the laws become even more clear than what they are right now, I think then we can really look forward to a wonderful and bright future for Cannabis Concepts.
And I know you're doing things at Elevated Yogi in Detroit.
Yes.
What are you doing there?
We do there on Sunday after their yoga session, we have a wonderful luncheon that we do, and we provide vegan-friendly cuisine as well. And we cover all diets, keto-friendly, vegan, vegetarian, traditional, whatever you can imagine. So we do everything from CBD smoothies to THC, vegan-friendly French dips, all kinds of delicious food.
Can you see franchising this?
Yes, I can. Okay. I would love to have a restaurant group with various different restaurants. You know, like I said, we have vegan, we have traditional, so many different, you know, concepts. And that's why we named the business Cannabis Concepts.
There you go. How can people track where you're going to be and what you're doing?
Well, you can look us up on Instagram, and that would be at HighTimes_TopCannabisChef_GG. And then you can keep up with all of our pop-ups, all of our tastings, events, all of our get-togethers. We would really love to meet more people and incorporate people here from the Ann Arbor area as well.
Gigi Diaz, the creator of Cannabis Concepts and really letting cannabis make its mark in her cuisine. Thanks for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.